Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. yourself.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Oh, Tanner, thank you, Father God, for this time, oh, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made,
yes,
and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your mercy and
thank
your grace new every morning. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you enough, but yet still we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome to Sunday service.
Yes.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to say welcome.
Yes, welcome.
It is a privilege and an honor to be here, you all, once again.
Hallelujah.
Our God has made a way for us to be here. He's made a way for you all to be here in Sunday service. I know there's been times when it looked like it was no way possible, but then God made a way because we trusted in God to do it. But all by heart, trusting God.
That's right.
Trusting Him. Welcome to everyone here in Sunday service.
Yes.
See, Miss Connie, welcome to Sister Norman
yes.
and Sister Dylan. God bless you all. And Sister Jackson, God bless
yes.
you as well. And Sister Darvina Dudley, God bless
welcome,
you.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. And everyone else, if there's anyone is in Sunday service today and this is your first time
yes.
and you've been invited out as a guest, we want to welcome you personally. So if you just press 1,
yes.
we'll bring you right in so we can, me and my husband can personally welcome you here to the Gospel Public Ministry.
You know what? I'm so glad to see all the names we just named out right now. Y'all sit on the front row.
Y'all sit on the front row.
That's what we want to see every single Sunday.
Sitting on the front row.
That's right.
Jackson on the front row.
Hallelujah.
Sister Lord is on the front row.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Bill is up here with us. We got to put her on
the front
row. God bless you. I hope, you know what, laughter, as the Bible says, that
yes.
we should have. We should enjoy
that's
life.
Right.
You know, life is not, God did not create us to live in pain and hurt and stress
right.
and to be unhappy. A lot of people think walking with Christ or living in Christ, you know, you can't do anything.
This is fun.
Hallelujah.
This is fun.
We're going to have to throw a Holy Ghost party and invite everybody.
Come on in.
Come
in. Church, have a good time.
Have a good time.
You know how much things that we do every single day of the week, and you know, we just don't feel good doing it. But see, when we come to church, see, this feels good. We get a chance to hear the word. We get a chance to be able to be active, to sing, you know, to dance, you know, to praise God.
You got to wait till you get to
praise up a Holy Ghost good time.
You can do this every day.
That's right. We can praise up a Holy Ghost good time and come on into the house.
We just want to welcome. We do our
Amen.
Welcome a little different. So we just thank God. Again, we thank God for being here because if it wasn't for God
yeah.
on our side, where would we be?
That's right.
Some of us wouldn't be here this afternoon in Sunday service. You know, people that are purpose their heart to be here are trying to just, as simple as it is to come to service just by picking up the phone.
That's right.
For some people, it's difficult. So many things that are
right.
fighting against them. You know, it's one thing to fight against traffic and to get up and to get in the car, get dressed, get
That's
in the
right.
car. But all you got to do is pick up the phone,
yes.
believe it, and receive it. All that God has for you. For some people, that's difficult. So I thank God for everyone that
that's
is
right.
here because it's because of God that we're able to be here. Because
right.
God is on our side.
That's
we
right.
trust Him.
I remember a time not too long ago, we have to put the phones on vibrate when you came to church. See, now you got to pick the phone up to come to church.
Pick the phone up.
Hallelujah.
Come to church.
Pick it up and go to church. Pick the phone up. No, you make a way.
You make a way out of no way. And
that's
so we
right.
thank God once again for you all. Welcome, 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 everybody that's
yes.
coming in. And we're giving everybody the opportunity to get here in Sunday service. Get here. Matter of fact, text somebody, tell them, come on in at 845-277-9213.
Right.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries. And again,
yeah,
thank you. Pay your phone bill, pay the gas money.
Yeah.
You all, we're going to go in prayer. God bless you all this time. Let us
Amen.
Pray. Father God, we just want to say thank
yes.
you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you, Father God, because of you, we are able to be here. Because of you, all things are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the Bible said, with man, it is impossible. With all things are possible. So, Father God, we thank you for all possibilities right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come surrendering all over to you right now, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come giving it all over to you, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength that cometh from you, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take, oh God, every beat of our heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we don't take you for granted, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but
yes,
can we thank you. We thank you for our mothers and fathers, oh God. We thank you for our friends and family members, our children and grandchildren, those that are on the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for our husband and wives, oh God, that you have ordained us, oh God, to be within the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch every marriage, oh God, and command it to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and your goodness. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you that we are healed, delivered, set free, and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and our Savior. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you put us back on the potter's wheel, God. Remold us, oh God, to be the way that you commanded us to be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that we can live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, be magnified and glorified, God. We give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, oh, Lord. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch right now. There's someone that's needing the healing right now, oh, God. So, Lord, we ask that you touch their life right now and command the healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, for you are a miracle working, God. Let miracles of healing come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We uproot every seed that's been planted to cause sickness and disease, pain and ache and discomfort with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We uproot every seed of the roots and the tentacles of the seed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that it is destroyed, it is dead. And we plant the seed of healing. We plant the seed of peace. We plant the seed of joy. We plant the seed of prosperity. We plant the seed of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask that you give the increase, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray for angels to be released right now to war against any spirit in the heavens designed to block our prayers today from being answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I can't thank you enough. All that you've done, oh God. We thank you for the shed blood on the cross, oh God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Yes,
oh, Father God, we're so grateful. We ask that you just have your way, oh God. Have your way right now in this Sunday service, oh God. It's not about us, it's all about you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, oh, the Lord of our peace. Let peace come and be still. Oh, Father God, let your peace overtake your children on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, let peace, oh, Father God, run them down and overtake them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let salvation come into their homes on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit of the living God, walk every house right now. Sit in every car right now. Oh, Lord, shine your light in the darkest places of our life, oh, God. Shed a light on the dark places, every crack and crevice, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will not walk in darkness. Hallelujah, oh, God, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I trust in you with all things, oh, God. But you're a God that can do all things but fail. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that our minds are renewed on today to receive all that you have left to receive, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that knowledge and wisdom be released on today. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're not just readers or hearers of the word of God, but we are the doers of the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, have your way, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. We receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Open up your mouth, church, and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful answers, the oil of joyful mourning, and the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord our God, that we may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus'
Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone that's on the line today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. Move on us right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us see you right now, oh God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. I command the healing on you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask according to chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us right now with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence, oh God. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living waters springing up forth abundantly with life abundance. Oh Lord, fill us are overflowing with your favor, your compassion and love, your wisdom and understanding. Oh Lord, anoint each one of us to hear your voice, not that of a stranger, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice. Oh Lord, give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand and to be led by your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Father God, we just want to
thank you. Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We ask that you open up our eyes, oh God. Oh Lord, that we can see, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to open up our ears, oh God. Oh Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us your eyes to see spiritually, you know, heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit clearly. Help us to be bold and confident and to be obedient to do your will. Oh Lord, fill us with your gifts and anointings and blessings in all else that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us, oh God. Pour out your anointing on us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Lord
Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love flow, your love so brightly shine through us, oh God. It's to others as an act of our worshipful today to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bind every hindering spirit right now. We bind every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doubt and disbelief. We bind every spirit right now that will come against the will of God for our life with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit operating us outside of the Holy Spirit to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, because of you we are worthy of God. It is you that called us and not ourselves. So, Father God, we decrease the access you have all the increase us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the word of God that no weapon comes against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God will condemn us. So this is our inheritance, and we receive our inheritance on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are victorious through Christ Jesus, and his shed blood on the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are born and overcome us. We are conquerors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are saved by the blood. Justified by the blood. Delivered and healed by the blood. Made new by the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're walking in our new season right now. A record-breaking miracle of God's divine blessings and favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. God's protection on our life and the life of our family members. Oh God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We come against every curse, spoken or written curse right now, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will fill each of us up with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, and your faithfulness and your self-control, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Baptize us
right now with your Holy Ghost and with your fire. Oh, Lord, Holy Ghost, anoint it, oh, God, right now. Let it be released. Oh, Father God, send a revival, Lord, in this Sunday service right here, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, he come out of both shut of our heart. We thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you, Lord. We give it all over to you, Father. Give it all over to God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. We give it all over to you,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Oh, God, we cast all our cares, all our burdens down on today. And we leave it at your feet, oh, God. We leave it there and we pick up peace and we walk in peace from today. We walk in faithfulness. We walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, we believe, and that we are saved. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen,
amen,
amen, amen, amen, hallelujah. Let it move on you right now. Open your mind to receive the word and let that son go forth. Pass the door, say amen, and I will bring the message on today, and Pastor will bring the lesson on today, and we'll come back to back here. At this time, we're going to have our announcements by no other than Sister Carol Dillard. Sister Dillard. We're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard? Pastor Manning, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened with Sister Dillard's call, but I'll go ahead and give scripture reading because I'm not sure.
Okay.
We always got to be prepared. The Bible tells us to be ready in out of season, be able to give the word of God. So I will go ahead and give scripture reading. I don't know if she dropped call or what happened here, but okay, let's see. Okay, she's back. Let's see if she got the scripture reading. Sister Dilly, do you have the scripture
today? Yes, I do. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I do. I'm around. Push the wrong button. Good evening.
Okay.
All right. Give it honor to God, who's the head of my life, Pastor Minister. The scripture reading this Sunday is coming from John chapter 23-24. And it says, in that day, you will not ask me anything. Truly I tell you, anything you ask, Father, in my name, he will give you. 24 say, until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I read for you today, John 23 and 24. May the hearers, the doers, wait a minute, hold on, I said it wrong. Say, may God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Taylor, for the spiritual reading. Amen. You all, dear, we'd like to welcome you all out to Sunday service. We see that. Everybody's coming in, you know, still coming in. So God bless you. We God bless everyone in service today. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back for the lesson from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Just be fed and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Jesus. I know that he is able.
I know that he is able.
And you know, I can't find any words to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Joy, unspeakable joy, joy in my soul. We thank God. Again, welcome everybody to Sunday service. I see people still coming in. We thank God for you, Sister Henderson. We thank God for you all that are here in Sunday service and all visitors on today. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you as we prepare for the lesson that will be taught by our very own Pastor Dorothy Manning. See to prepare yourself in mind. You may grab your Bibles if you can and take notes. I'm definitely going to break it down for you. And then I'll come right behind him with the word of God, and we'll go to song, and then we'll come back with the message. At this time, we have our very own prophet, Pastor Dorothy Manning, with the word. God bless you with the lesson. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. We thank God. Thank you. Thank God, beautiful wife. Dr. Tawanika Manning. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome here to Sunday service. I do have a word. I do have a word that God put on my heart here early this morning. Early this morning I was up, so I'll share it with you. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to see in your word, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that every single word that is in our mouth, every single word that is in our heart, Father, it is your word. It is not our word, but yours. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. And Father God, we thank you that you already have allowed Scripture to interpret Scripture for us, or add or take anything away. And unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. All that do agree says amen. Today I want to talk to you about tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about Jesus. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me to the book of Mark. We'll start right here in Mark chapter 1. We'll start right here at the first verse. And I'll be reading a little bit of scriptures out of the New King James Version of the Bible. And I also might read a couple scriptures out of the NIV. But we'll be mostly over here in the New King James Version of the Bible. All right, Mark chapter 1 and verses 1. It reads here, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face. You will prepare your way before you, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. For John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance and redemption of sin. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem, they went out to him and all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sin. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. And 7 says, and he preached and saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal straps I'm not even worthy to stoop down and loosen. 8, indeed baptize you with water, Mr. John said, he said, I'm gonna baptize you with water. He said, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And 9 said, then it came to pass in those days when Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. 10 said, and immediately after he came out of the water, he saw heaven parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then the voice, 11, then a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. 12, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Now I'm going to stop right here for a second right here. You tell somebody about Jesus. Now the story about me is pretty similar to the story that's about you. Now my life and your life, they're not going to be exactly the same, but the story of my life and the story of your life are pretty similar. But see, that's not why I'm here this afternoon. See, I'm here to tell you something about Jesus. I'm not here to tell you something about me. I'm here to tell you something about Jesus. Now, over here in the book of Mark tells us how the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ started. See, this is very important for our lives. This is very important for the lives of people. Because this is what we are supposed to be doing. This is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be preaching and teaching the gospel or preaching the good news. Amen. Now over here in Mark chapter 1 and verse 4, this is saying right here, you know, John the Baptist, you know, we know this story. You heard the story before. John, he was there telling, you know, all that who was there to listen, all that was there, you know, to see, you know, to be baptized because, you know, the Son of God is coming. The Son of God is coming, you know, to be baptized. Over here in verse 4, you know, I had to ask myself a question. Okay, well, why was John here baptizing of people and telling them about the coming of Jesus Christ? So when I asked myself this question, you know, I had to read on a little bit, you know, to find out. He said people came all the way from Judea and all the way from Jerusalem. But see, they came for a reason. I asked God, okay, well, why did they come from everywhere? And, you know, and God showed me this. He showed me that the same reason why they came to John was the same reason why did we come to God. It's the same reason why they came. They came to John to be baptized because the life that they were living, the lifestyle that they were living, it's because of all the pain that they were going through in their lives. It was because of all of the sicknesses that they was experiencing in their life, all of the oppression, all of the depression, these things that oppresses you in your life, these things that cause you to have depression in your life, all of the broken heart. All the things that they're experiencing that breaks their hearts, all of the unclean lustfulness, you know, that they have, you know, that's why they came. You know, they were, you know, all of the greed and things that was in them, they were demon possessed. You know, they were sick folks. You know, they were sick, but they realized something. They realized that this is not the life that I want to live, and I'm hearing about the Messiah is coming. I'm hearing about, you know, the Savior is coming. So they came because the same reason why we come to God, because we're looking for deliverance from all these things that we're experiencing in our lives right now, looking for deliverance. Now, if we look at verses 9, it says, and it came to pass that day when Jesus of Galilee, see, he was baptized by John. So we have to understand, you know, one thing. We have to understand one thing. You can live your life, you know, how you choose to live your life. But the way you choose to live your life, you're going to choose to live your life, you know, in a way where it's going to lead you to a place where you don't want to be. It's going to lead you in that place of death. It's going to lead you into that place of destruction. It's going to lead you in that place of brokenheartedness. But see, only being baptized by water, only being baptized by the Holy Spirit. See, this is how you know that your life, you know, have changed. And this is when life starts for you. This is when life starts for you. I'll tell you this story right here. This is when life started for me. Now, if I'm not telling you this, if I'm not telling you about this part of my life, then that means I'm telling you something about a life that does not line up with the Word of God. So this is what life has started at for me. I was living a life just like everybody else is living a life. And I thought I was living a life the right way until things started to go wrong in my life and there was nothing that I could do about it. See, when you're in this place right here, then you know that I know this ain't the life that I'm supposed to be living. I know this ain't how God created me to live. I know it has to be something better, and it is for you. There's something better for you to live. Now, back over here to Mark chapter. Back over here to Mark chapter 1. We'll start right here. We'll pick up right here at 11. Now, Mark chapter 1 and verse 11. Now, we realize that Jesus, he was baptized by John, and how he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. He was led by the Holy Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. So now, 12 says immediately the Spirit, you know, drove into the wilderness. 13 said that he was in the wilderness 40 days, and he was tempted by Satan. And while he was in the wilderness, it said that wild beasts and angels, how they ministered to him. 14 says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. 15 says, and saying, now this is Jesus saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And he walked, it says Jesus, and he walked by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. 17 says, and then Jesus said unto them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. 18 says, and immediately they left their nets, and they followed him. Can you hear God calling you? See, when you have that experience of things that are going on in your life, you know this ain't the place where you are supposed to be. You know you're not living a life like you need to be. You know there's a better life. But see, when God calls you, when you drop everything that you're doing and come on over there to God, see, like Simon and Andrew, see, they were working. They was over there casting their nets out there, and then, you know, God called them. So do you have enough courage to do that, all that's going on in your life right now? Do you have enough courage to stop what you're doing and to follow Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ is there to lead you into a better place, that lifestyle that you're not, that you don't even want to live in the first place. Would you do that immediately? Because it said immediately drop what they're doing. How long would it take you when God called you to come to him, to follow him? Amen. And 19 says, and when he had gone a little farther from there, he saw James, you know, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who was also, you know, there in the boat, and they had their nets. And he said, immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee on the boat, and they were hired, and their hired servants, and they went after him. So here it is again. Here are two more. Jesus called them, and immediately what they was doing, they stopped what they were doing, and they went, and they followed him, because he called them. 22 and says, and they 21 says, and then he came there, you know, to Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogues, and he taught, and they were astonished at his teaching, and he taught them as one having authority, and not as one of the scribes. And now there was a man in the synagogue which was unclean, and he cried out. And 24 says, let us alone. What have we done to you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come here to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And 25 says, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
This is what we all should know. We all should know this. We all should know this here. There are things that are going on in your life right now. There are things that you are giving your mind to. There are things or people that you are giving your body to. There are places that you are going. There are things that you are saying that is not of God. And these things that you are giving your body to, these things that you are giving your mind to, these people that you are giving your mind to, what they're doing is the spirit of them is entering into the body of you, and they are controlling you. They are controlling you. And they are causing you to live a type of life that you don't want to live. And this type of life that you are living, see, God is calling you. See, just like Jesus right now, you need to stop listening to them and then listen to Jesus. To stop listening to the words of the, that these unclean spirits or these unclean people are saying to you, because, see, they are entering into your body and they are causing you to live a certain type of way. See, this is how pain and this is how sickness and this is how disease and, see, this is how all this stuff, you know, that this is how your life is living this way. It is this way how you was living. But see, we have a Savior. We have a Savior named Jesus Christ. And see, Jesus Christ, you say, when these spirits will begin to speak to him, see, Jesus Christ, he shut them up. He said, you know, you be quiet. And he told them to come out. Well, this is the same for you. And see, this is how life is supposed to be for you. If you're going to tell somebody about anything, you should be telling them about, you know, the gospel, how God had spoke to you, how God came to you, how he found you. Just like he found Peter, just like he found James, just like he found Simon and Andrew, how he spoke to you and how immediately you stopped what you was doing and you followed him, and how he cleans you, how he heals you, how he delivers you, and how he set you free. This is the gospel. This is what we're supposed to be spreading. We're not supposed to be spreading anything other than that, because we say that we are in Christ. Now, everybody that's in Christ, that means that we are Christian and we are Christ-like. So that means that we should be spreading the good news. And the good news is how Jesus Christ have came into your life. Now, the last thing that I do want to say to you, what I want to say to you is that when you go to God and you ask God to heal you and you ask God to set you to free you of your sins. You know, God is faithful and just enough to do that. But see, it's something that you are supposed to do too. See, we go to God confessing our sins. We're not supposed to go to God confessing our sins and leave the same way that we came. See, sometimes you have to realize, you know, what you're going to God with, you have to be cleansed of it. And maybe the only way to be cleansed of it is to be baptized first by water. And then receive the Holy Spirit. Be baptized of the Holy Spirit. Because, see, this is when change come in your life. See, we go to one another. We be confessing our sins to one another. But, see, you confessing your sins to me or you confessing your sins to your family members and friends, they don't do you no good. So you're just talking about, you know, you're spreading the gospel. I mean, the gossip. You're not spreading the gospel. But see, every single thing that you confess to me, you know, confess that to God. That God is faithful and just enough to cleanse. Tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
Every single day of your life. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Glory to God. Thank you for that lesson, Pastor. I hope you all took notes. This is our lesson part of Sunday service. Our own Pastor Dorsey Manning. For being there, you all in my sermon for the day. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, hallelujah.
He said, all in my service I got prepared.
Well,
so it just kind
God.
Of ties into one another. We just chose to confess our sins to you, one another, and pray and go to God, as you said. So we thank God for the message on today, the lesson on today. Get prepared now, you all. Your mind and heart is ready to receive the word of God. I'll be bringing it. Pastor Tawanika Manning, get prepared here. We're going to go to a song selection, and then we'll be right back with the word, the message for today. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Pastor Manning, God
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Your glory, your Shekinah glory. We thank you, Lord. We need your glory right now, God. Your Shekinah glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We need your glory. Your Shekinah glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I think Pastor has his phone on mute, his line on mute. I'm mute your line. We thank
Amen.
God.
Amen. We thank God. Well, now we've made it to the message. We've made it to the message part of the lesson, and it's going to be delivered by my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. Y'all receive this word. You know, she is a minister of fire. You know, she's a prophet called by God. So here she is, my wife.
Amen. You all again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for the lesson that went forward. This is the message part of Sunday service. I'm so happy to see everyone here in Sunday service today. See, my mother-in-law's here. God bless you. God bless you, Jamel, and everyone else that's here.
Hallelujah. Welcome.
Family members from Louisiana and all over. We thank you.
Sons and daughters, everybody.
So we just thank God for all that He is doing right now. I'm excited, you all. So if I move a little fast, forgive me, because if you have been in Sunday service before, you know I get excited. I just get to going. So I'm going to try to slow down, but I'm just excited about what God is doing in this season for all believers. So we just thank God. Father God, we thank you for your word, for we know your word is true. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, oh Lord, that you are give us all that you would have for us to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you've called me, oh God, that you've anointed me for such a time as this. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, to take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I may be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me, oh God. It's not about me. It's all about you and your children, oh God. And I just want to say thank you. I decree right now for this. I decree right now that you may have all, oh God, just have your way right now in this service. I decree and declare that you should be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come right now, that thy will be done. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I ask that let the glory of the Lord our God rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 62, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. And we come all in Jesus' name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, that we love, that we live, that we have salvation. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. So I'm very excited, y'all. Forgive me if I sound a little bit nervous. I'm just excited. I'm excited because what God is doing in my family, He is bringing my family together. We have our prayer call on Saturday, and I tell you, God is doing a great work in our family, in the Manning family, the Maggie family, and all the extended family and friends.
Right.
And I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to get to the message, but I don't know about you. If you ever just been excited because you can see the work of God. You can see God moving in your life. That's important.
Lord,
like we feel like God is not hearing our prayers, and we say that God, forget about us. Lord, did you forgive me? And you say, God, remember me. And I see how God is moving and working in my family, how God is moving and working in my marriage, how God is moving and working in our children. And I just thank God, because what the enemy set out for bad, for evil, God has turned it around for the good. So I thank God for His goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't know about you. Have you ever been somewhere, and it could have been, it should have been, it would have been, but God stepped in. Hallelujah. It may not have been how you wanted God to do it, but He did it where it would be done, in Jesus' name. So a lot of times we're asking God to do something, and God said, I'm going to do a whole new thing, and we don't even understand what God is doing until it's already done. So we thank you, Father God, for the finished work. Hallelujah. The message for today is you have a part to do. Understand that, people, you have a part to do. Once you believe, the Bible says in John 3:16 that we have to believe. We have to believe to receive. You all know the scripture in John 3:16. So we have to believe. So once you believe, now you have a part to do. The message, again, is you have a part to do. That doesn't mean I believe and I receive that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He died on the cross for my sins, and He was raised on the third day. But after you do that, after you believe, you don't just sit still and just wait. No, there is something for you to do. There is a requirement for Christians. You have a responsibility. The Bible says,
to serve others faithfully, fully, administering God's grace in its various forms. First Peter 4 says that it is in our service that all will see God's grace in action as we demonstrate our faith. So you have a part to do. You can't just say, oh, I'm saved, yes, I received Jesus Christ, and then that's it. That's it. People say that, oh, no, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and no, I have faith, and that's it. No, we have a responsibility, so you have a part to do. Let's go over to Matthew, you all. I'm excited. Let's go over to Matthew 28 and 8, you all. I'm sorry, Matthew
Hallelujah.
28, verse 16 through 20. Holy Spirit, have your way. The Bible says, Matthew, you all can write it down and come back to it, however you like to do it. Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20, the Bible reads that, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
Yes.
Again,
Hallelujah.
You have a part to do. Christians, believers, we have a part to do. When we look at the scriptures here, God gave Jesus authority, you all. We look at the scriptures in 16 through 20 here. God gave Jesus authority over heaven and earth. And on the basis of that authority, Jesus told his disciples to make more disciples as they preach, baptize, and talk. So with this same authority, Jesus still commands us to tell others the good news and to make them disciples for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And when we look at the scriptures, here in verse 18 through 20, when someone is dying or leaving us, you all, his or her last words are very important. Jesus left the disciples with these last words and instructions. They were under his authority. They were to make more disciples. They were to baptize and teach the new disciples to obey Christ in the name of Jesus. Christ would be with them always. This is what scripture says. Whereas in previous missions, Jesus had sent his disciples only to the Jews. Now, their mission from now on would be worldwide. Jesus is Lord of the earth, and he died for the sins of people for all nations. We are to go. You all, you have a part to do. We are to go. Whether it is next door or to another country and make disciples, it is not an option. Understand, it is not an option, but a command to all who call Jesus Lord. We are not all evangelists in a formal sense, but we have all received gifts that we can use to help fulfill the Great Commission. As we obey, we have comfort in the knowledge that Jesus is always with us. Jesus wants to find the reality of the Trinity. See, some people accuse our theologians of making up the concept of Trinity and reading it into Scripture. So as we see here in verse 19, the concept comes directly from Jesus himself. He did not say baptize them into the name, but into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the word Trinity does not occur in Scripture. But it will describe, hallelujah, I'm going to say that again, the word Trinity does not occur in Scripture, but it will describe the three-in-one nature of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the disciples were baptized too, because baptism unites a believer with Jesus Christ in his or her death to sin and a resurrection to new life, you are. So baptism symbolizes submission to Christ, a willingness, you are, a willingness to live God's way, not your own way, but a willingness to live God's way and identification with God's covenant people. Hallelujah. You have a part to do. You have a part to do.
Amen.
You have a part to do. Question is, how is Jesus with us? Jesus was the disciples. Jesus was with the disciples physically until he ascended into heaven, and then spiritually through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would be Jesus' presence that would never leave them. So Jesus continues to be with us today through his Spirit. You have the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Not a God that is there. You have the Spirit of the living God. So you have a part to do. You have a part to do. You have a part to do. And I'm going to keep saying it because some people say, all I got to do is believe, and that's all I got to do. I ain't got to do nothing else. The Bible says, I got to do believe. No, 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 no. You need to read the Bible and understand you have a part to do.
Hallelujah.
You have a part to do. You have a part to do. And I'm going to keep saying it. See, we get in your head. Let me say it again. We have a part to do as Christians. We have a part to do,
that's
people.
Right.
And let's talk about, you know, our duties as Christians, our responsibility to salvation. So we got to prepare our minds. Therefore, prepare your mind to action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given when Jesus Christ is revealed as obedient children. Do not conform to evil desires that you had when you lived and in ignorance you are. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy.
Yes,
because
Lord.
I am holy. That's in First Peter 1:13-16. But the question is, what are the Christian duties in response to our great salvation as seen in, when we look at it in First Peter 1:13-16, you all? Think about this. Ministry salvation is just about heaven, and it doesn't affect life now. However, this is not true. Our salvation should affect us tremendously. So in the verse, Peter moves to the imperative mode. He leaves describing and explaining our salvation to sharing the Christianity duty in response to it by giving commands. What is the Christian duty? You are. We have a duty. What? You need to understand that you have a part to do. Prepare literally means gird up. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:13, therefore prepare your mind for action. Prepare means literally to gird up, and can refer to tightening a belt, or cinching up a cord or rope, or tying something down in preparation for a certain action. In ancient times, this also refers to the gathering up of one's robe.
Uh-huh.
We have to gird ourselves up, you all. We have to gird ourselves up. So when we're looking at in the Old Testament, in Exodus 12:11 and 1 Kings 18:46, if a person wanted to move quickly back in a biblical day and easily, often he would pull the corners of his robe up through his belt or sash to tie those corners in place. Peter metaphorically applies this process to the mind. So in fact, Peter applies this concept to the mind, you all, means that it is in the mind or the way a person thinks that is especially important in serving God. It also means that it is through the mind that a person is often tripped up and kept from fulfilling their calling in Christ. Peter shows us this importance of the believer's thought. Life is serving God. Certainly we see this emphasized through Scripture. Now, Christ taught us, you all, listen to me here. Christ taught us that adultery first happens in one's mind. He also talked about anger being the seed that brings forth murder. In fact, we commonly see Paul focusing on the way a person thinks. So since then, you have been, this is Colossians 3:1-2, it says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things. When we look in Romans 12:2, you will understand you have a part to do. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, let me ask you, we have a question of application of what are some of the common ways we can get tripped up in our spiritual life by how we think? I'm going to tell you, anxieties or worries are common stumbling blocks to a girded mind, you all. One of the most ways, the most common ways that I find, you know, me and others or anyone in Christ are being tripped up in our spiritual life, or which hinders our effectiveness, is being too future-oriented. I hope y'all following me. Being too future-oriented. Now, what I've learned that this both biblical and experience that we can, and I can get on, you know, even my computer and start thinking about further education and future ministries or writing books, and it steals my mind, it steals my sleep, it steals my meditation from God. Now, there is a place for all these things, but when it creates anxiety, it leads us into sin.
Yes, Lord.
Look at Proverbs 12:25, y'all. Look at Proverbs 12:25. And consider some of these scriptures, y'all. Anxiety in the heart of man brings depression. That's Proverbs 12:25. Matthew 13:22 says, hallelujah, the one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. So the anxious person will find himself depressed. But even worse than that, Christ taught that an ungirded mind will choke the word of God and keep it from ever producing fruit or truly saving someone. The duty of a Christian is to guard his mind, because worry and anxiety brings depression and also keeps God's word from producing fruit in our lives. You have a part to do.
Amen.
You have a part to do. You have a part to do, you all. Then let's stay right there. The condemning thoughts are common stumbling blocks, you all, to a girded mind. This seems to be a special ministry of the enemy, you all. The devil actually means accuser or slanderer. He will commonly bring accusing thoughts about God, others, and even yourself. So he will slander your works and motivation in order to deter you all from serving God. This often leads to depression or apathy. It will make a person want to give up and sometimes leave the faith. Now listen to what Paul said. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. So listen, y'all, the believer must understand, we as believers must understand that because of our new relationship with God, Satan has no right to accuse us in regard to our salvation. Our flesh has no right. Hallelujah. Our flesh has no right. And neither do other people. We must understand this in order to guard our minds and protect ourselves. Listen to what Paul said, you all, in Romans 8, 33 and 34. He said, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? And come on now, come on. Come follow me now. Romans 8, verse 33 to 34 again. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? You are God's chosen. It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us, you all.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said, no one can condemn us because God has justified us. He has made us as though we had never sinned. He can do this. He can do this because Christ died. He was raised from the dead, and now intercedes for us at the right hand of God the Father. When we truly understand this truth, it would help us guard our minds from accusation. My Lord, my God, and compare ourselves with others is another common stumbling block to a girded mind. If you are a person whose mind is always looking at others instead of Christ, hallelujah. Some of us are dealing with that. You have a mind that is being tripped up. This will create pride, or it will create insecurity or despair. This is upon the 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. And we do not dare to classify our, or compare ourselves with some who command themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. They are not wise. We also may get a picture of this in 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul describes the church as a body. Listen to what Christians may say. If the foot shall say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it will not be for that reason. Do you understand what I'm saying? It will not be for that reason. It will not be for that reason cease to be a part of the body. So, and if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it will not be for that to be that reason cease to be a part of the body. So if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? You all, it is clear right here. It is clear that some people in the church look around at others' gifts, their ability to sing, their ability to preach or play, and they say, I am not important. They discourage themselves by looking at others and their gifts, but they forget, and we forget, that we have a role in the body as well, and each part depends on one another. Understanding the importance of every part of the body will help keep you from discouragement or insecurity. This will help you have a girded mind so you don't be tripped up as you see what God is doing through others.
Amen.
Understand
this,
y'all. You have a part to do. The fear of a man is a common stumbling block to a girded mind, you all. I just want you to be free and understand your part and what you have to do. You don't have to look at someone else and say, well, I'm not that and I'm not this, but you have a part to do. Then just believe. You are commissioned. You are commissioned.
Hallelujah.
The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3 and 16, therefore prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled, you all. Be self-controlled. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, help us all today to understand that we have a part to do. When we look in 1 Corinthians 10:31, the Bible says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking, to devour you. You have a part to do. We have a part to do, body of Christ,
right.
Believers. It's not just I believe and that's it. When you get Christ, you get changed. When you get Christ, you got work to do. You got to get to moving.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says we should always, man should always be praying. You should be praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work heartily as the Lord, and not for man. I'm going to repeat that. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. A lot of us are working more harder for the man, for the world, than we are for the Lord. You have a part to do. You have a part to do. The Bible says in Colossians 3:14, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm going to be quick here. Colossians 3:14-16, and above all these parts, above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. It says, put on love. And if you understand what love is, hallelujah, put it on. The Bible says, put it on. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So if you got a problem with somebody, put on love.
That's right.
Put on love. I can't go around it because so-and-so don't be there. Put on love and go and operate in perfect harmony. I can't do this because they hurt me. Put on love and go and operate in perfect harmony. You have a part to do. We ain't got time to deal with your attitude and how you feeling. You got a part to do. Put on love. The Bible says you'll bind everything together in perfect harmony. If you put on love, you have a part to do. Put on love. My Lord, my God, help us all on today.
Amen.
Help me, oh God. Help my sisters and brothers. Help
Amen.
My mother. Help my husband. Help us, oh God, to understand that we have
Amen.
A part to do. The Bible says
Amen.
In Acts 2:38, and Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You all, you have a part to do.
That's right.
Ask yourself, am I doing my part? Now that I understand I have a part to do, hallelujah, am I doing my part? Am I willing to do my part? Husbands, Ephesians 5:25 says, you have a part to do.
Uh-huh.
Husband, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself to her.
Yes,
so
I will.
Sanctify and cleanse her, and with the washing of the water by the word. So what you doing your part to do, husband, you are helping your wife so that she may be sanctified and cleansed, hallow and washed by the water of the word.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have a part to do. So part to do.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? You have a part to do. Do your part. Bible says
right.
in Acts 20:28, pay careful attention to yourself and to all flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. You have a part to do. Pay careful attention to your sins. People are watching you. People are following you. You can either leave people in a ditch and leave them astray. You have a part to do. That's all I can say.
Lord.
You have a part to do today. You have a part to do. The Bible says in James 4:17, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him, it is sin. It is sin. You all, write this down. If you didn't get anything else in this teaching today, in this message today, write this down, James 4:17, and I'm going to wrap up and we're going to get ready for prayer here. 4:17, open up the doors of the church. The Bible said, therefore, to him who knows to do good and does and does not do it, to him it is sin. So now we tend to think that doing wrong is sin, but James tells us here that sin is also not doing right. Now these two kinds of sins are sometimes called sins of commission and sins of omission. It is a sin to to lie, and it can also be a sin to know the truth and not tell it. It is a sin to speak evil of someone. It is also a sin to avoid him or her when you know he or she needs your friendship. We should not.
Hallelujah.
We should be willing to help as the Holy Spirit guides us. So if God has directed you to do a kind act, to render a service, or to restore a relationship, do it, because you have a part to do. You will experience a renewed and refreshed vitality to your Christian faith. Understand, you have a part to do, and we have a part to do. We have a part to do, and I'll leave you with this scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. I'll leave this with you all again. You have a part to do. So just do it. Do your part. Amen. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. We thank God for the word that went forward. There's one that said, I need prayer. We want to pray for you and with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All you got to do is press 1. If you don't have a church home and you're searching for a church home and you found it to be rightly fit here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we want to invite you in. We want to invite you to be part of our church family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're saying, I'm tired of the old way, I want to be transformed, I want to renew my relationship with Christ, I want to come back, come on back. Let us pray with you on today. Hallelujah. You want for the discipleship. I hope I've covered me. We open up the doors of the church right now. Come. If there's one, we want to hear from you. Come. If you need prayer, we want to hear from you. Come. Like Sister Dilla. Sister Dilla? We welcome you. Welcome, Sister Dilla.
Yeah, I need prayer. I'm praying for me.
Yeah,
for the healing. A couple more stuff come along in the body, so pray for healing.
Yeah, I'm going to lift your hand. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your daughter right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to send the angel of healing, Lord God. Lord, to come minister to our body right now, bringing complete healing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that we pray on you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Bless you to every bone, Lord God, every cell, every ligament right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm going to let our heart be the rhythm of life, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch right now, heal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for healing your daughter right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, as she cries to you even more, God, Lord, I ask that you hear her prayers on today, oh God. Lord, we come praying to you, oh God, for your miracle working, God. Let miracles of healing be received to your daughter right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We take the blood of Jesus right over you right now. Healing come right now, and we come against every sickness, every disease, every ache, every pain, every discomfort right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that you're healed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all things are made new right now. Father, you are the great physician who told us that you will not place none of these diseases upon your daughter, God. So your word is about that you are healed, are delivered. You are a waymaker, our promise keeper, our miracle worker. Father God, touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are Jehovah Rapha, God, the Lord who heals, oh God. We lift up your daughter, child, dealing to you right now, God. You said that I am desperate to say, God, that you are wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by your stripes that we are healed. And I
thank
pray and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that caravan is healed. Hallelujah. Mighty God,
you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now.
According to 3 John chapter 1 and 2 of your daughter, you know how much above all things that they may have prospered and be in health, even as a child prospered. Father, I know that you want your daughter to be healthy. I know that you want her to be healthy. I know that you want her to be healed. I know that you want her to prosper. I know that you want her to succeed. I know that you want her to walk in the kingdom and help her. I know that you want her to live without pain, without hurt, without stress, oh God. I know that you want her, oh God, to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free, and therefore we decree and we declare as a church according to your word that she is healthy and physically sick. Sickness and disease are far from her, and by your strength that she is healed and she is set free from all illnesses and diseases. In the name of Jesus Christ,
all healed. All
healed.
You are forgiven.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
According to Psalm 107:20, we decree and declare that you're healed by the word of the Lord. Receive your healing.
Hallelujah.
Every part of your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to infirm the spirit of infirmity. Loose your hold
of
our lives right now. In the life
of
our family members and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fountain of infirmity and affliction, discomfort, and pain dry up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to cry out.
Hallelujah.
Out of every organ and every part of her body. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Jesus
to God be the glory. And y'all say
God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Stay right there. Stay right there. In your, right there. In your, stay right there. Your faith. Your faith in Jesus Christ has healed you already.
We have one more person. We have one other person that is a question. God bless you. Call it, last 4 days, 5934. Welcome.
Yes. Jamil?
Yes, Jamil.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Amen. We can hear you. Go ahead, Jamil. Go ahead, Jamil. Hold on, I can't hear it now. I don't know where'd you go, Jamil. Okay, I don't know where she went to. Maybe her phone hung up. We thank God right now. We lift up Jamil. I think her call dropped, but we lift her up right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's Father God, you know all about it, Lord God. We ask for her divine intervention right now, that you would divinely intervene in her situation and circumstance or whatever it may be, Father God, and turn it all around for her good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for
what
other
problems,
Lord God, all that she put her hands to do for you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you would just continue to guide her and keep her and strengthen her right now in the mighty
name
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Father, we salute your blood.
Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, she's back on the line. Go ahead, Jamil. Go ahead, Jamil.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. My phone hung up. I don't know what happened. Yes, I need a prayer.
Amen.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Pray about
Jamil. Uh-huh. What do you need prayer
I need
for
prayer against temptation and anger and frustration and stress, depression.
Father God, we just want to say thank you for your daughter. We thank you for her life, her health, and strength, Father God. We thank you,
Lord
God, that you're a miracle working God. We come against every spirit of temptation, every spirit of anger, every spirit of stress and depression right now. Father, come on the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that it is dead and destroyed. We don't want every single beginning that's planted in your life to cause destruction right now. Father, come on the blood of Jesus Christ with all the fruits and genitals. We decree and declare that you're healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be a washing of your mind on today. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Understand that you have a renewed mind, that you are set free, that God loves you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk in your newness, Jamil, for you are made new. You are not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, know that God loves you and he's there for you. The Bible said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You can decree and declare over your life right now that you are delivered and set free. We come into agreement on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
you're delivered.
We come against every word of your life that's been spoken. Every spoken curse, every written curse, every generational curse, anything that came to you through conception in the womb or doing the delivery, right now, come against with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that you are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stand up! Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, Father God, your word to be true. We thank you, Lord. I ask, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you would increase Jamil in her faith, oh God. And we come against every spirit of unbelief and doubt right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are saved. You are saved.
Yeah.
You are delivered and set free. And you are victorious through Christ Jesus. You're more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
You're more than an overcomer through Christ Jesus. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen. We love you, Jamil.
Amen.
God bless you. And we'll continue to lift you up in prayer. And Tuesday, we'll set up an appointment, a one-on-one with you for counseling so we can counsel you through this time, okay?
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Amen. We have someone else here. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 1975. God bless you. Welcome.
Hey, this is Kim. How you doing? How both of you all doing?
Hey, Kim. God bless you. God bless you. We're fine. I'm going to tell you, Sister Wilson. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. My heart is headed to our youth. That's my passion, working with young people and youth and children, and I really want to cover them. You know, with so much going on, to try to take our babies out through sex trafficking and perversion that's, you know, going on with these children. And it's really making my heart heavy, and I definitely want to cover the children and youth.
Yes, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We come into agreement, touching agreement with your daughter, Father God. We thank you for your presence right now, Father God. Let me pray right now for your head of protection around our children, Father God, to keep them safe, Lord God. You know what's going on, Father God. So, Lord, we call upon you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now we come to the throne with a grace and grace, Father God, trusting and believing, Lord God, for your head of protection around our youth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We can't be with them everywhere they go, Father God. You are there, Lord God. You see all your all-knowing, all-seeing, God. So, Father God, we ask for your miracle working power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So, God, you ain't chapter one angels around our children, around our homes, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we keep the blood of Jesus Christ, the Father, we pray for right now concerning our children, our youth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say, Amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Russell. God bless you. Love you too. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for everyone we pray for. And we will continue to lift you all up in prayer. Don't forget on Tuesday, we do have one-on-one counseling, but you can always call us anytime. You don't have to wait for Sunday service or Bible study. You can call us anytime. And my husband, we are available. Our ministry, we're full-time ministry, so we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We love you. At this time, you all, we're going to have our tithing offering. You can send us to Pastor Chantel at our Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Chantell for all tithes and offering this Sunday. And I just thank God for all that can stand and will stand. God bless you in your giving. Bless you in your giving. I know we're trying to wrap enough of time here, but God bless you in your giving. And may you lack nothing in your giving in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. All that you give, may God give it back to you. And don't have that purpose, that heart to give today. May God restore your stewardship so that you'll be able to give in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, your word said that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, for we are Titus. So, Father God, we ask right now that you rebuke the devourer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father God, that all the nations will rise up and call us blessed because we are Titus, that we are givers of God, our children, our family members, even strangers will rise up and call us blessed because you have blessed us to be a blessing. And we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. At this time, we will receive our announcements from our sister, Tara Dulles. Sister Dulles?
All right. Good evening again. All right. On Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer and fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Tuesday, we have one-on-one counseling prayers. You can contact Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349 for your scheduling time. On Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock. You can call 732-434-2510. And then, are we still having this 845 on Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing 845. Instead of the 73. Hi. Okay, on Wednesday.
Wednesday is 845-277-9213, the same number for Sunday service.
Okay. Okay, and then on Thursday we have the Preaching the Pastor's radio show, and it's at 8 o'clock. You can call 845-277-9213. And we have minister training classes starting every Saturday, starting October the 24th, 2020, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. So please, next month, you get your material ready. And then every Sunday, every third Sunday, we have Holy Communion. Make sure you have your bread, your wine, or grape juice ready for Sunday. And, of
first
course,
Sunday,
we have discipleship training.
Mama, that's first
Sunday. First Sunday, communion. Every first Sunday.
The third Sunday is feeding the homeless.
Yeah, the third Sunday. It's, we go out and feed the homeless on the third Sunday. If you'd like to make a donation, you can call Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349, and she'll give you information. We get to have discipleship training. We'll start in November. This training is for 12 months.
Yes.
And you can get contact with Pastor Chantel Manning at 346-719-3349. Okay. One more thing. We have, Pastor Chantel Manning is requesting everyone who can come out and support her and her pastor in her receiving an award of recognition in ministry on Saturday, October 17th at 4 p.m. at Grace International Church here in Houston, Texas. So you can call Pastor Chantel at 346-719-3349 for she'll give you all the details that you need.
The month of October, we'll have intercessory prayer at midnight. I've been led by the Holy Spirit to host a intercessory prayer for the whole month of October, from October 1st, which is a Thursday, to October the 31st at midnight every night for 31 days. So if you can join us, please join us. It'll be at the 732-434-2510. So if you can join us, please do so at that time. And we thank God for everyone at this time. We're going to have our benediction from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. God bless you all. We thank you all for being a part of preaching the Pastor Sunday service. We'll be looking forward to seeing you online or hearing you again on next Sunday. So we thank you. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd, our sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well and pleasing in the sight of Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We love you.
Amen. We love you. God bless you all. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to have all God intended for you to be. We bless you all to be an encouragement for others. We bless you all to be able to bless others and understand that you have a part to do in Christ. We bless you all to be able to love as Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Bless you to enjoy peace. God bless you. You all enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Amen. Remember, you have a part to do. We love you all.
That's right.
Have a good one.
All I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time. One time.
I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
One, 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 one. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine?